Want to be entertained in just 10 minutes? Then you've found the right podcast because you're listening to Bite Size Plays with JTP, bringing you the best in award-winning short comedy, drama and monologues. We have a growing following and all this content is free. So if you do one thing today, please like, subscribe and leave us a positive review to help us share this work further. But we don't just podcast. You can find JTP Theatre on stage at festivals, performing short plays in all kinds of places and delivering on local radio as well. And now here's Tuesday with Marie, written by Jamie McLeish. Some loves last forever.
Oops.
I'm terribly sorry. Here, let me just get that for you.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Frank? Frank Hargreaves?
Yes. Do I know... Murray? My God! How long has it been? 45 years?
48. September the 16th, 1976. So, about 48 years, I think. I mean, I'm not certain.
How are you? It's great to see you. You look well.
I'm fine, thanks. Keeping busy. You look good too.
You on your own?
Yes, my husband died 5 years ago.
Are you alone here today?
Oh, yes. Just me. I usually have my granddaughter today, but she started school now, so...
I don't believe it. Mary Spencer.
Curry.
Sorry?
I'm Mari Curry now.
Like her that developed theories on radioactivity?
That's Marie Curie.
Of course it is. Named after the charity shops. So, do you come here often?
Every Wednesday for the past 5 years.
Same. Well, I'm here every Monday. Can't keep away.
And here we are.
On a Tuesday. Unbelievable. I'm only here today because I had a hospital appointment yesterday. I usually have a wander up to this floor to check out the special exhibitions. I remember when that space used to be the cafe.
With the golden lion on the top.
With the red mouth.
I used to have to walk my son up there with his eyes closed whenever we went to that cafe. He was so scared of that lion.
I used to have a glass of pop with the prettiest girl in the school in that cafe.
That was almost 50 years ago.
You still look the same to me.
You must have cataracts.
Just an old man's memories.
So, what about you? Any children?
No kids, no wife, just me.
You never married?
Nope. Never met the right person after... But I got my stamp club and I see my pals down at the local. I'm doing well. I may not have access to Spacebook, Twitter and what's not, but I've got more colours than the rainbow flag here. Who says I'm not down with the kids?
What's the red tablet?
Acebutolol. That one's for blood pressure.
And what's the yellow tablet?
Antacid. That one's for indigestion.
What's the blue tablet?
Viagra. That one's for the ladies.
You've not changed.
Absolutely not.
You come here for the exhibits?
Sure.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. It's just indigestion. Although I've heard it can prove fatal.
Oh, get away. Nobody ever died of indigestion.
Ah, but you're wrong, see? If few years ago, I had a mate named Gavin. Lovely guy. Anyway, he suffered from it, and in the end, it did for him.
Seriously?
Yep. He died from complications it created. Still upsets me to this day. I just can't believe Gav is gone.
Oh, my God. I'd forgotten how awful your jokes are.
Sorry. No, I'm fine. I just need something to perk me up in the morning.
Cliff Richard's not in that box, is he?
Will you give over with Cliff Richard? I can't believe you're still stuck on him. He's ancient.
There's nothing wrong with that. Besides, you're hardly a young one, are you?
Well, neither's Cliff Richard. He's older than me.
Yes, but he looks 20 years younger.
You're a devil, woman.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
Face it, Mary. You're never going to meet Cliff Richard. You might as well be chasing shadows. Chasing shadows. Get it? Shadows. Because Cliff Richard was...
Yes, I get it. So what did you do after we lost touch?
I became a joiner. I always enjoyed making things in school, remember? And what work did you get into?
Bookkeeper for a local firm.
Figures.
Got a lot of free time on my hands since retiring. It's one of the reasons I'm in here so much.
Shame the old cafe's gone. I used to like sitting in there. It was our place.
Yes, it was. We spent a lot of time in there, sharing a glass of pop or a cup of tea.
It was all I could afford, even if it was just pennies.
It felt very grand in there, with that lion above our heads, guarding the entrance, and the old library underneath. Very grown up.
Even though we were just kids.
16, 17, 18. Not kids.
Young enough. You mentioned your son. You just got the one?
A daughter as well, Joanne. She's got a little girl herself.
That's nice. So, you come here every week?
Yes, habit really. I like to see what's new, but I guess I also like to see the familiar exhibits. They bring back memories.
Memories are important. Sometimes they can be all you've got.
I've got plenty of you.
And me, you. I'm sorry about the last memory I left you with.
It doesn't matter.
But it does. I chose badly.
It's all in the past. It's good to see you.
And you. I don't suppose...
What?
Nothing. So you got married then?
Yes, to George. God bless him.
Marry curry. I love a curry.
Pardon?
I love curries. All curries. Well, apart from a vindaloo. Red hot, those buggers. Burn your mouth off. My favourite is chicken tikka.
What's in that?
Oh, it's just like a chicken tikka, only a little otter.
Oh, you just can't help yourself, can you?
I guess not.
Well... It's been lovely seeing you, but I must be off.
Sure.
You take care of yourself and get that cough checked out.
Will do. Bye then.
Bye. Oh, you smell nice.
It's my new aftershave. It's called Breadcrumbs. The birds love it.
I bet they do. Well, goodbye.
Oh, your hand brushed my backside there. I'll give you 10 minutes to get off.
Seriously? What am I going to do with you?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, we could be polite and say goodbye now, or walk away with a nice reminder of each other, or we could walk around this museum together, talk some more. Try and find that golden lion.
Maybe have a cup of tea?
Or a glass of J2O?
How do you take it?
Shaken, not stirred.
Just like James Bond.
Well, I do have a license to drill.
So, do you fancy the new cafe?
Definitely. It doesn't have the lion on the top anymore, though.
That doesn't matter. You're wild enough.
You've been listening to Tuesday with Marie, featuring Lynn Cartledge and Chris Holland, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. If you enjoyed our bite-sized offering, we'd love it if you would like, subscribe and leave a review for our podcasts. And if you want to see what else JTP Theatre are up to, you can visit our website, jtptheatre.com, or look us up on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with more.